The podcast you are about to listen to is from St. Andrew's Park Circle. For more information about us, please visit standrewsparkcircle.com.
Have you ever watched the show Man vs. Wild? In this show, Bear Grylls is dropped in random places all around the world, living out a scenario of what could happen if you find yourself stranded somewhere in the wild. When he gets dropped off, all that he has with him is a flint, a water bottle, and a knife. The goal is to navigate the terrain and the wild to his retraction point. The whole idea is to serve as this lesson of what to do if you were to get lost in the jungle with very few tools at your aid. However, I'm sure for most of us, if we were to be lost in the jungle, we've made some pretty bad choices at that point. But could you imagine being dropped into a place that you do not know, with nothing but a few things and your clothes? Could you imagine being somewhere without the things you need to survive, like food and water? And has there ever been a point in your life, has there ever been a point in your faith where you find yourself in some kind of conversation or you're interacting with somebody in their faith journey and you feel like all you did was parachute in with nothing to help you? Have you ever pushed back on being sent by Christ because you feel you don't have the tools you need? I'm sure at some point we've all felt this way before. Before we explore further, let's pray together. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart, may they always be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This morning we're going to be in Luke 10, and so I implore you to follow along either with your Bibles, either on your phone, or there's also some black pew Bibles that you can open to follow along with me. And this morning we're going to be working through what it means to be sent by Christ into the world and culture around us. Now, before we get too far, I want to be clear that this is not a missions sermon. Mission trips and missionaries are very important. In fact, Dave and I have a very dear friend that in this moment, he's in a very poor community in the Bahamas as a missionary, sharing the love of Christ and faith with people all around him. People who are called to missions, missionaries, are very important to the life of the church. They need our prayers. They need our support. However, this morning, we're not talking about being sent on mission trips. We're talking about being sent exactly where we are, being sent to the community around us. One way I think about this is being sent to those people that are close to me, but far from God. People that are close to our community, but far from God. People, both known and unknown in our life, that we interact with in the places we live, work, and play. One key foundation of the Christian faith is that Christ was sent to us by God to be present with us, to walk with us. And in return, Christ then sends us in the same way he was sent to be present with the people and the culture around us. We are sent as people of peace to go and be ambassadors of the kingdom of God and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Now, how does that make you feel? I remember when we had our son Sanders, our firstborn. I remember the nurse walking into the room after we had been there for a couple nights, and they said, "Congratulations, you're being discharged. You get to go home now." And I remember the fear that I was going to take home a baby without a nurse to take them to the nursery so I could get some sleep and care for him. I felt inadequate. I felt unprepared to be sent on this mission to be a parent in that very moment. If we're honest, many of us have probably felt this way when confronted with this idea of being sent by Christ into the world. We feel unprepared. However, this morning, we're going to be given some good news that when Jesus does send us into the world, he does so with three things. What we're going to see this morning is that we are sent in the world with the peace of God, the perspective of the kingdom, and the power of Christ. And so the first thing we see in our text this morning is that we are sent into the world with the peace of God. Reading from verse 3, it says, "Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whenever you enter, first say, peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. Where is Christ sending you with the peace of God? Friends, the very essence of who we are as being sent by Christ into the world is that we are sent as peacekeepers. Jesus says in John 14, verse 27, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We have been given the peace of God. And really, we see in the text, we need nothing else. Take no knapsack. Take no sandals. Take no tunic. Take none of these things with you and go. And when you enter a house, the first thing you need to say is, peace be with you. Now, we get this directive from Jesus that this is probably not going to be easy. He says there in the text, I am sending you out among wolves. And he sets this expectation that there are going to be people that will probably not accept the peace you bring to them. But notice how Jesus is quick to remind us that the peace is always with us. See, one of the hardest things for me anyway is that I'm a person that needs to see success immediately. And so if God's calling me to go and be a peacekeeper and I go to people and I bring peace to them, I want to see results. I want to see them accept that peace immediately. I want to see them acknowledge Christ in their life. But the reality is a lot of the times that doesn't happen. A lot of the times we go into the world with the peace of Christ. We go to be peacekeepers, but we find ourselves getting discouraged because people can't see this good gift that is set before them and being able to have peace with God and peace with one another. But we're reminded to not be discouraged, to walk, because there will be houses that accept this peace and they will provide for you and they will give to you. He says, eat everything that is set before you. You have earned your wages. But there's also this reality that there's going to be those that don't wrestle with this peace that is set before them, but yet we are still called to go and bring peace. There are people in your life right now who are seeking the peace of God. This is why our moment of passing the peace every Sunday is so important. Friends, this is not just a moment for us to greet each other and say hello and say good morning. It's a moment that we take a pause in our service to preach to one another the peace of God that is with each of us. And then we get to take that peace that we are reminded with here on Sunday morning and take it out to the world around us. We are to be ambassadors of the kingdom, reminding the world that God still loves them, reminding the world that there is a place to find peace. How are you being a person of peace as Christ sends you into the world? Second, we're sent by Christ with the perspective of the kingdom. Reading from verse 8, it says, whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go to its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, the kingdom of God has come near. What unique perspective do you bring to those around you? Each of us come with our own perspectives, and honestly, this is why Christian community is so important. Different perspectives gives us the opportunity to speak into the situations and lives of other people. However, we have to be careful not to do this with personal perspective. We have to do this with kingdom perspective. I think back to the days when I was in my 20s and I was a youth pastor. And I would give parents who have been parents for a long time, parents of teenagers, advice on how to parent their children. As a parent of a teenager, I laugh at those moments. But I hope that I brought a perspective as I prayed for those students, as I joined those parents in prayer for their children, a perspective of the kingdom. Because friends, we have Jesus who has come to us with a kingdom perspective. See, Jesus was sent as this sign of the kingdom of God drawing near, and he was sent in human form. Jesus had a different way that he saw the world around him, different than any rabbi, different than any religious leader that had walked the earth before him. He came with a kingdom perspective. He was sent into the world in human form to live like us, to walk like us. He had a human experience that collided with his kingdom perspective. And we see this when he's on the cross. We see this, that he is even able to pronounce forgiveness to those that are carrying out his crucifixion because his kingdom perspective is bigger than his human experience. Where in your life have you been looking at it from your perspective? And you need to begin to looking at it from a kingdom perspective. Where's Christ sending you? To bring the kingdom perspective, to invite people in to experience the kingdom. Friends, I get that there are days that are hard. You read through this text and you think about these words that Jesus is using, like being sent among wolves and places where you're not going to find places to eat, and you're going to be rejected, and you're going to have to knock the dust off your sandals. And he has some pretty harsh language in there about these cities that don't see that the kingdom of God is near. I get that there's going to be days that it feels like the kingdom is not close, but the reality is the kingdom is near. And so how are you living into these words of John 10? Luke 10, not John 10. Who are you sharing this with? Who is Christ sending you to? Not to just bring them peace, but to bring them the experience of the kingdom. We need to be people bringing this perspective to our world. We need to be people inviting people in to experience the kingdom for everything that it is. We have the peace of God, the perspective of the kingdom, and finally, we have the power of Christ. Reading from verse 17, it says, the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Whose power are you relying on as you are sent by Christ? Friends, we are sent by Christ with the same power through him. Listen to the words of Genesis 3. The Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Friends, when Adam and Eve allowed the serpent that's mentioned here in Luke 10 to deceive them that day in the garden, there was this power shift, and sin entered the world. However, notice here in Genesis 3, immediately set to motion is this plan for the offspring of the woman to come and do what Adam should have done. See, Jesus comes as the offspring. Jesus comes as the better Adam. He comes with his power and his might to step on the head of the serpent. And he's telling us in this moment, through me and what I have done, through you going into the world to preach peace, through you going into the world with the perspective of the kingdom, that the kingdom of God is near, you have the power of the gospel to see people transformed in their life of sin. You yourself are transformed in your life of sin, not because what you have done. And notice he says, don't rejoice that they listen to you. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Because that's what Christ has done for us. That's the power we are sent with. Yes, we're being sent among wolves. Yes, there's going to be people who will not accept peace, that will ignore that the kingdom of God is near. But in all of it, we have the power of Christ Jesus to go into the world, to be sent by Christ, to stand against the forces of evil. Yes, days are going to be hard. Yes, sickness is going to happen. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. And there's going to seem like days where the enemy is winning. But remember, within us is the power of Christ. Listen to the words of Paul. It's from Romans 8. He says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son gave him up for us all. How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep as being led to the slaughter. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, no powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God." Friends, the same power that holds us secure in Christ Jesus, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is the same power that stands against the evil in our world. And through Jesus, we are more than conquerors. And we are given this power to send that is sending us out into the world. We have been given the peace of God. We've been given the perspective of the kingdom. Friends, we've been given the power of Christ. And so what do we do with this? Where is God sending you? Where is God sending you? How is he calling you to be a person of peace in our world today? And who are you inviting in to experience the kingdom of God? The application this morning is a call to action. St. Andrew's Park Circle. You're not to just leave this place this morning as members of the kingdom, but you are being sent as ambassadors. You're being sent with the power of Christ. You're being sent with the perspective of the kingdom. And you're being sent to go and be people of peace. So who is Christ sending you to? Who is one person this week that Christ is sending you to? If you're here this morning and you've been wrestling with faith, I hope you see that God sent Christ for you. Christ, in his power, came to extend the love of God to you. May we go and extend the love of God to one another. May we go and be people of peace. Let's pray together. Father, I'm so thankful that you sent your son Jesus to be present with us. And that you gave us people like Luke who took time to write down the beautiful experiences that he had with Jesus, which allows us to enter in to the story of Scripture and see that we too get to join in with the great history of the church. To be sent into the world as people of peace, to be sent in the world as ambassadors of the kingdom with the message of good news that through the gospel and through the power of Jesus Christ, sin can be no more. And so, Father, I thank you that the same power that holds together the universe, the same power that brought Christ from the dead, the same power that has drawn us into you, is the same power that comes with us through the Holy Spirit to go into the world as people of peace. And so I pray that this week that you give us more opportunities to share your love, to share your peace, to share your grace. And we ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.